Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. That's the beginning of a Polonaise, a dance by Frédéric Chopin. When I was a kid, I thought the Polonaise might be from Polynesia, but Polonaise is how you say Polish in French. At the time when the Polonaise was a fashionable dance in the Polish court, Polish courtiers also thought it was more fashionable to speak French. The Polonaise is a very dignified dance, actually more like a procession. At first, only men did the Polonaise, sweeping off their hats or drawing their swords at various points in the music. Later on in history, women were allowed to join in the Polonaise, which became the dance that opened every ball. Since the Polonaise involved a procession through all the rooms of a palace, it was a good way for the host to show off his home. The most important person at the ball headed up the Polonaise procession. He was known as the Lord of the Dance. The Polonaise caught on all over Europe and even migrated to America. John Philip Sousa wrote his presidential Polonaise after President Chester A. Arthur said he wanted a piece to replace Hail to the Chief. That's the music that's played whenever the president makes his entrance. Needless to say, it didn't. People in operas, especially Russian operas, dance the Polonaise. Modest Mussorgsky put one into his opera Boris Godunov. And in Tchaikovsky's opera Eugene Onegin, there's a wonderful Polonaise. After a while, composers began to use the slow, rhythmic 1-2-3 of the Polonaise as a form for non-dancing, instrumental pieces. Franz Schubert wrote this Polonaise for his violinist brother to play. Antonín Dvořák composed a Polonaise that he could play at the piano along with a cellist friend of his. And when they asked Anatol Yadov to write music for the unveiling of a statue at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, he composed a Polonaise. Since he was born in Poland, Frédéric Chopin was probably more passionate about the Polonaise than most composers. In fact, the very first pieces he wrote were Polonaises. Because of the way Frédéric Chopin has the piano imitate the sort of drum used to keep soldiers marching in line, another one of his Polonaises is known as the military Polonaise. The Military Polonaise, one of 16 Polonaises for solo piano by Frédéric Chopin. Next week on Classics for Kids, more music with a military theme. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.